So how did it kind of start then again?
I came in here and the knitting group was working, and I asked them what they were doing, and they said we're just knitting shawls. So I said, well, why don't you knit me a blanket for my charity? And I said, I like P for tea knitted into it. So I got told they could do that, no problem at all, which they did, and it involved the whole community. And that's how it started off. And then they asked me what else they could do, and I said, well, somebody mentioned beanie hats. I said, great, go for it. We went on a tour, we'll put one in every hat, every box, and then we can dish them out to all the soldiers and the lasses that are out there.
What was the story with the baby clothes as well?
The baby clothes were knitted, and they went down to Kenya, where they have the training ground, where they train for Afghan with the heat and the humidity.
Yeah.
Again, it's a case of keeping the locals on side, and they were helping to run the hospital out in Kenya. So the baby clothes went straight there within about 8 or 9 hours of me getting them from here.
Oh.
I just happened to meet up with the guy at the right time, so they went.
Brilliant.
And I'd rather they went down there. I went to a good cause, into a nursery or something like that, for a school, you know. Yeah. They're going to do some good for some young babies.
Brilliant.